Yeah, pull up
next time.
John Krasinski. He knows.
It's going to be our show before the election. But anyway.
Oh, man.
Yes, even though the computer's telling us otherwise, we are still broadcasting, I believe. And we are going to continue the horror movie theme with this next song. This is a band I literally ran into at the Middle East one night. Ice Nine Kills.
Yeah.
And they, their most recent album, Every Trick in the Book, was based on stories and movies and books and things like that. So we're going to play the one based on Carrie. It is called Hell in the Hallways. Again, this is Ice Nine Kills.
John Travolta exploding in a Volkswagen Beetle.
Yes.
That's how this song starts.
And so enjoy here. Numbers here. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636 or 781-350-3264. Here is Hell in the Hallways.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Brutal Brunch here on WMFO 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. Hopefully not breaking your eardrums now. All right, so we just played, what did we just play? That was Voices of the Dead with Getting High with the Dead.
Yep.
Before that, we had First Contact High from Sonic Pulse. That's brand new from those guys. I just want to tell you the story for the
extremely
song.
Good.
The lore of the song says the people of the planet Nibiru were forced to abandon their home after failing to pass legalization of marijuana reforms to the law and venture forth across the galaxy in search of a new place to call their own. Upon discovering Earth, they find a primitive man barely beginning to discover his untapped abilities and immediately begin work on adding the missing link genetic for TCH reception.
THC?
So I guess remember that when you go to the polls next
TCH?
Week. TCH? TCH. THC, what did I say?
TCH.
Whatever.
Maybe that's alien weed.
We kicked off the that set with Ice Nine Kills. I was Hell in the Hallways, which is a updated adaptation of Carrie. And now we have a PSA.
If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. That's a PSA from the public interest from WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
All right, and now is a segment, let's see if this works, that we like to call...
Welcome to This Week in Metal History!
Woo! Ow! All right, This Week in Metal History, that's me. We're going to do This Week, that's October... Can I use this cord?
Oh, yeah. No, you can't.
No, I can't.
Hold on. Let's keep going. Keep going.
This is the week from October 24th to October 30th. And like we said last week, this is basically just stuff I found that's interesting in the last many, many years of the various genres of metal. And let's start off with a showstopper. October 24th, 2000. The Ayatollah of rock and roll, everybody's favorite glam rock wrestling dad, the man of 1,001 moves, Chris Jericho's band, Fozzy, puts out their debut album, Fozzy. It's basically just a compilation of cover songs. It's fine. I'm not a huge fan of Fozzy. I like Chris Jericho, so I had to put that on there for this reason. Chris Jericho will make a shocking appearance later in metal history. On October 26, 1981, Bruce Dickinson joins Iron Maiden and does their first live concert in England. Dickinson, obviously the voice of Iron Maiden, the high-pitched operatic falsetto that you would associate almost with that entire genre or that entire era of British metal. Lot of interesting stuff pre-Bruce Dickinson that I actually hadn't ever thought about. Iron Maiden forms in 77, started out with a whole different group of vocalists. Is Paul Daly. He didn't have energy or charisma, according to the guitarists, and he left. He was replaced by Dennis Wilcox, a Kiss fan who would like literally walk on stage in Kiss makeup. So what I wanted to do was get a Paul Day version. That's the original singer from Maiden, and get him because I've never actually heard him. So this is Paul Day with Iron Maiden's Burning Ambition. I'm just going to play a little bit of it. And when the vocals come in, it's going to be immediately evident the difference between him and Bruce Dickinson. Although, the guitar is still kind of the same. It's a little bit bluesier.
Do you remember the Hammerfall situation? Do you have to fast forward a little bit, or is it going?
No, it's going to come up. No, nothing is a Hammerfall intro.
Feel free to turn it up on your computer.
What's up?
All right.
Sorry, that's your pre Dickinson Maiden with Paul Day doing his thing. Coming up important, October 26, 96 is the first Ozfest. Nothing much to say here. I just wanted to go through the lineup just for the main stage. So you got Black Sabbath, obviously, Ozzy Osbourne, Marilyn Manson, who got added later in the tour, Pantera, Typo Negative, of course. Fear Factory, Machine Head, and of course, we get... What part of Western... Power Man 5000. What part are they from? Western Mass? Are they a Western Mass band? Power Man 5000?
Well, it's Rob Zombie's brother, so he would be from Haverhill.
Haverhill. That's northern, I guess. 10-26, 85. Speaking again of Chris Jericho, spooky-themed Halloween thrash metal band Helloween released their album The Walls of Jericho. Helloween is like one of those bands that I'm really getting back into. I just like the whole... their whole like concept, they're just like the jack-o'-lantern, they're like spooky concept albums, they're the way that they dress, kind of like their whole vibe, I guess, real Helloween. So it's your 80s kind of power metal, and my favorite album off this, my favorite song off this album is Ride the Sky, which has a long intro, which includes London Bridges falling down, and I'll scrub through. It's Walls of Jericho. It sounds how you think it would sound.
The band what?
Helloween.
Oh, okay, it was Helloween.
How do you feel about it?
I'm not a Helloween fan. I don't know if you're blasting me.
But sorry, I heard Walls of Jericho and started thinking about the band Walls of Jericho.
Well, I was thinking about the album by Helloween. 10-27-85, Matt's boys, Celtic Frost, released to Megatherion, a Swiss extreme metal band from Zurich, Switzerland. Kind of had a lot of influence on a variety of different genres of metal, from black metal to death metal, power metal, thrash. Good vocals. My track on this is Beyond the North Winds. If you ever look up Celtic Frost, they're going to also kind of look how you think they would look, which is just guys in black leather. One guy in corpse paint, but not everybody. We'll give you a little taste of Beyond the North Winds. It's like still kind of bluesy for whatever reason. Okay. Mr. Celtic Frost, that's 2 Megatherion. That came out on the 27th. October 27th, 1980. Very important. Motorhead releases Ace of Spades. That's it. That's the song. It's one of those
that's
songs.
That's all you need to know.
It's just one of those songs. That's all there is to it. And I'm going to shorten up this week's metal history because we took up a lot of time. But some important stuff. October 28th, 91. Metallica releases Unforgiven, part one, I suppose. October 28th, 81, Metallica's formed, or Lars and Ulrich, excuse me, Lars and Hetfield meet, forming Metallica. And because it's my favorite, October 28th, 2002, Hammerfall releases their album Crimson Thunder. The best song and the best video from this album is Hearts on Fire. Which we were talking before about the host, when I said it looked like they were fighting a PlayStation 1. This is literally the band walking through a CGI graveyard, confronting a book, and then summoning a CGI skeleton. And here's a little bit of Hearts on Fire by our boys Hammerfall. I mean, it's truly amazing. I mean, if you have the opportunity, maybe pull over in your car, pull this thing up on YouTube, and just watch it, because it's outrageous. And I'm going to let this kind of play out for a little bit, but that's going to do it for this week in metal history. Abbreviated version this week because we had some technical difficulties with the mailer Damon.
Yes, who was really smart. I think the Damons have all been exercised at this point. So we'll let this play while I'll run through the concert calendar real quick.
Sure.
Get ready to hear some mispronounced band names. Tonight, this is Sunday, October 30th. At the Palladium, you can see Clutch with Zach Sabbath and King. Tomorrow, on Halloween, you have two options. Bright Music Hall, Electric Citizen with Horizont, Chuggernaut, and Sundrifter. Over at Great Scott, it is Halloweemo Night with the White Belts, Blink 169, and DJ Colin Campbell. Tuesday, November 1st, you can see Awesome Punk Show. And actually, I didn't copy over the venue, so I forget what these guys are playing.
Oh, no!
But you what can see the Interrupters with Bad Cop, Bad Cop, Mickey Rickshaw, and Doped Up Dollies. That's actually like my pick of the week for concerts. Wednesday, November 2nd, the Palladium, it's Beartooth with Every Time I Die, Fit for a King, and Old Wounds. House of Blues has Meshuggah with High on Fire. Thursday, November 3rd, at Once Ballroom, you can see the Proletariat, Hardcore Legends from Boston. with Agent Filth and the Pragmatics. Next Friday is the big night of the week for shows. The Palladium has Amorosa with Ann Arbor, Cold Collective and Callback Holly, O'Brien to Summoner, Rosamov and Aneurysm. At Kodo in Salem, you can see Pathogenic with Carnivore, Cryptodera, The Summit and Conforza. 13-4 Music Lounge has Black Absence, Death Wish, Lure of the Animal, and an Unction in Braille. And finally, next Saturday, November 5th at the Palladium, you can see Dark Tranquility with Swallow the Sun, Enforcer, and Starkill. So that is our concert calendar. And,
I was looking for where the rest of the show is.
A little less than 40 minutes to go in the show. We are going to play a couple more songs as we get resettled back in here on Brutal Brunch. And then we'll be back with some Brutal or Not Brutal, probably Pig Squeal of the Week, Black Metal Song of the Week. We'll figure things out.
It's a good one.
It is a good one. Like we said, like the epitome of black metal.
The black metal band.
Bright Music Hall is that an interrupter
show
this week.
It's taking forever.
Go see it, because that is an awesome lineup. Backup, the singer actually took herself into rehab, I believe, last year. But they are back touring. I saw the Interrupters at Warped Tour. They're awesome. Doped up with all these, obviously. That's like Dave from Big D getting those gals over big time in Boston. And, of course, Mickey Rickshaw, who... I have a newish song by them, but I think we're going to hold off for next week when we have our pre-election show because it fits in quite well. So for now, we have moved out of our Halloween phase. As you can tell, we had a nice metal week in history, but the songs now, we're just going to keep going.
We're just going to listen to the entire Hammerfall album.
So let it breathe. Now we're going to get to more newish music that we started to get to last week. This song is from the band... I'm going to play a different song instead. This is from the band Crow Rider. With their long time in the making album, which is out now. We're going to play the track, Crow Rider. It's off their new album called Intro Vermis. And you're hearing it on WMFO, Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org.
Yeah.
Crow Rider,
Welcome back, baby.
Welcome back to Brutal Brunch here on WMFO 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. Oh, there it is. I don't know why it's recorded so softly. This bed is for Matt over here.
I'm gonna read a spooky PSA.
It's the witching hour.
It's the witching hour.
But there's some Resident Evil 2 for you.
Thank you.
And first, before we do anything, we have our another PSA.
As pointed out by Lawrence Lessig, 80% of all the money so far is donated to the Super Political Action Committees, also known as Super PACs, comes from just a total of just 196 Americans. That's a public service message from WMFO and Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So it's important to remember, despite who you vote for tomorrow, that we're basically controlled by 196, right. A cabal.
Obviously, Election Day, a week from Tuesday. But you can vote
almost
early.
Almost scarier than
sweet.
Halloween at this point. What we get going
basically,
on?
Real life terror.
Real
basically.
Life actually scarier.
Real quick, while we just played for you during that song break, we kicked things off with Crow Rider, with the song Crow Rider off their new EP, Intravermis. Then we had some Totality, is new from them, called Solitude. That's off an album that they have coming out next month, which is just 2 days away now. Then we had a total change of pace with some punk from Cookbag. That was Coffee and a Movie. Fits in with our horror movie thing.
Yeah.
From Whiskey Teeth and other songs. And now we got the Resident Evil going in the background here. And now we're going to transition into Brutal or Not Brutal.
Rebecca.
So if you didn't hear this last week, how it works is we go through some headlines in the news, some things that have gone on, could be current events, entertainment, sports, whatever. And then we make a determination as to whether it is brutal or not brutal. And again, in metal parlance, brutal is can refer to like heavy, heavy music, whether or not it's true. Cult black or not.
Yeah.
But it also just has to do with whether things are awesome or badass or not to you.
Yes.
So I'll do a couple here for Matt, and you can tell me whether it was brutal or not brutal.
Thank you.
So we're going to stick with some like spooky things first. Halloween related things. Kick it off. The town of Abington.
Yep.
The past week too, which by the way, just remember that Abington is home to Barris Haunted Mansion, so it's kind of like a go-to place for
all
things
haunted. And all seasons haunted house. That's not true, but it's I like to imagine it's open all season.
So, leading up to Halloween, businesses in Abington were asked not to sell certain items, including spray paint, egg, shaving cream, toilet paper, and soap, in order to cut down on Halloween shenanigans and pranks.
Fine.
Is that brutal or not brutal?
I'm about to shock you right now.
Uh-oh.
It's totally brutal! Because that when you limit the amount of items you can buy for Halloween, so here's what's limited. Shaving cream, fine. Eggs, fine. Spray paint, toilet paper. Because you know what they didn't ban? Bologna, because you can put bologna on someone's car and it'll take the paint off. That is permanent damage.
Have you done this?
No. yes, but that is permanent, unending damage to the paint of your motor vehicle. So what the town of Abington is saying is like...
does not endorse this practice.
No, don't do this. But what Abington is saying is like, look, don't throw an egg. You know what you can do with an egg if you get egged? Wash it off.
Yeah, but eggs are stupid anyway.
Yeah, but like, you know what you can do? Wash it off.
Shaving cream is fun as hell.
And you know what you can do with that?
Toilet paper you can clean nice and easily.
Wash it off. You know what you can't clean off your car? A circular hole where the paint used to be. Abington is totally brutal. Totally brutal. They're saying we want extreme Halloween tricks. We don't want, you know, child's play Halloween tricks. We want like a bloodbath of tricks.
You know, I'm going to disagree with you to fit my agenda and to be able to play this.
Danbury, Connecticut is more brutal.
I'm going to say that's not brutal. Then anyway.
I wasn't allowed to buy eggs last night at Shaw's.
How do you get your protein at Halloween?
I don't know. Bologna.
There you go. All right. Next, a couple. I forget where this was, but they were out on an engagement shoot. The guy's last name, by the way, was Awesome. Which kind of annoys me.
I think they were in, like, Oregon.
Yeah, I think it was Oregon. They're out doing their, in the woods, doing an engagement photo shoot. And some other people were there in the woods also doing a photo shoot. It was a black metal band with their corpse paint and weapons.
What was the name of the band? It was like a good name.
It was good. I had to look this up again. They run into each other, and so therefore they're like, let's do some engagement photos with the black metal band. So they have photos with this black metal band in the woods. Is that brutal or not brutal?
I want to say not brutal.
Oh, no. Why are you're flipping the script this week.
I'm flipping the script here. It's not brutal because if you're having wedding pictures, you like how? Where are those wedding pictures going to go? Like, it's a funny BuzzFeed article because it was, but where are they going to end up? You know, they're not going to go in a photo album.
Why
kids
not?
Like
Why
flipping through
they?
It.
Because if you choose to have kids and grandkids, then back in the day, you'd be like, look how badass your parents
look
and grandparents were.
Look how brutal your parents were.
Yeah.
What's the guy's first name? Awesome? Is his first name Mike?
It's like John Awesome. I forget what. No, it's not Mike Awesome.
Mike Awesome is brutal, so you know what? I'm changing my vote to brutal.
Well, now you're making me switch the things here, so all right.
They're real brutal.
All right. Let's go to Maine. A man in Maine decided to block traffic dressed up as a tree. Of course, it wound up being like a performance art stunt. He was he was told he's in traffic blocking dressed as a tree. The cops are like, you need to not do that. And so he comes off the street and then he immediately goes back out in the street and gets arrested. Is this brutal or not brutal?
It's totally brutal. This is a Celtic warrior out there trying to say, hey, everybody, we've gone too far. It's time to return to our pagan roots. Where this street is, there should be a tree. And he went out there and the man stopped him. I said, you can't.
Is that what he was doing?
No, you got arrested.
Is that what his statement?
Is that what his statement was? No, that's what I'm putting that statement on this man.
All right, so you got to co-opt.
It's totally brutal.
Co-opt the statement.
Yeah, it's brutal and it's pagan.
It's the most brutal thing ever.
Well, there you go. Brutal. This one was for me. This one irked me. So last week, AMC every year does this horror fest, Monster Fest, and this was a big deal back in the day. Like we were talking about Blair Witch Project before your Netflixes.
Yep.
And before your Blockbuster. What do they call it? Blockbuster via the mail, whatever their program is called.
Blockbuster Instant.
Yeah, and now before your Amazon Primes and your Hulus, you needed cable television to come through for you for Halloween. So basically, AMC Monster Fest is they show a crap ton of horror movies leading up to Halloween. But this year, not this weekend, thankfully, but last weekend, instead of showing movies, they showed a Walking Dead marathon. Is that brutal or not brutal?
It's not brutal.
No, it's not.
The Walking Dead is... I don't want to say it's dumb for dumb people, but I don't know. That show's boring, man.
It's boring. It's nothing new.
It's just boring. Like, if you want to watch a super... Because, like, people are like, oh, but the violence is crazy. It'll blow your mind. I'm like, just go on YouTube and, like, watch that. What do you want? Like, the show is boring. It's going nowhere. The characters are terrible. And the show's bad. Just show Friday the 13th. Jason Takes Manhattan over and over again.
So it's far superior. And it's like, it's one of those things like Game of Thrones where people don't read it because like the books, the graphic novels were for nerds.
Yeah.
So like something happens, like, what is he going to do? Who's going to die? It's like, well, you could just go buy the entire complete set for about $20, find out.
Everything is based on a comic book now. Like every single thing, every element of our culture is based on a comic book now, which is kind of funny. But yeah, man, The Walking Dead is like, it's just boring.
I don't know if we play this or not, but
not brutal, you know.
Yeah.
The name of that black metal band who was in the photographs was the name of that band is Cold Void, which is
perfect.
Perfect.
That kind of
give it another brutal because
that describes
that's so brutal.
Marriage
cold
too. By
void
the way,
is brutal. The cold void of marriage.
Let's go to Germany now. International brutal, not brutal. Although you know the story better than I do, but we had a serial pool slasher.
Yeah. So over the last 10 years. People have been reporting to the police that their essentially blow-up pools are slashed. And they've been trying to investigate these crimes for the last 10 years. They finally caught the pool slasher, basically a serial murderer. And he said, when he asked him, you know, why'd you do it? He just said, you know, for fun. So obviously a cold-blooded pool slasher. They caught him and they find out he's a sociopath. He has no empathy for the pools he's murdered over the last 10 years. Because they said it was like over 100 pools that my man has just been out there just slashing up in Germany, just slashing pools.
Yeah, there was a quote, right, from like a cop or something like that saying we cannot rule out that this man has a fetish.
A fetish for pools. Well, if you remember, speaking of brutal or not brutal, there was that guy who kept having carnal relations with the blow-up like pool toys in his neighbor's yard, and they kept calling the cops on him because he was always trying to get intimate with like their like blow-up orca in their pool. So that's also brutal. But yeah, pool slasher, brutal. 100% brutal. I'm going to actually go in and slash some pools in the summer because that sounds fun.
Again, we don't actually endorse this.
Don't
this
do that. Like don't put bologna in someone's pool.
And then finally, we're going to talk about some current events now. So you have the nice juxtaposition. I don't know what we're going to focus on specifically for brutal or not brutal, but first you had the Bundys getting off in Oregon, being found not guilty. Because, you know,
I don't know how.
White privilege and all that. Because then you have Native Americans being forcefully removed from their land during the Dakota Pipeline protests. But during the protests, we had, the big giant tense standoff against unarmed civilians and armed feds. And all of a sudden, a big, massive herd, I don't know if you have a special name for bison, come charging across the plains. And it was pretty tremendous. So is that brutal or not? Like, it was like out of a movie. It's like one thing, like they have this big standoff going on, and then like Mother Earth is like, yo, F out of here.
And so, just what you said there, much like the tree man in Maine foretold, the earth is reclaiming this land for nature, and so it's 100% brutal. It's kind of a kind of a neat scene too.
Yeah.
On top of everything, it's kind of looked neat.
And just
more like a Disney movie though. Like nature's like, then they like all hugged, like the feds threw their guns down and they like hugged the Native American people and they were like, what are we fighting for? And then Billy the Last Bison was like, thanks everybody. And then Tom Hanks was the voice of the older bison and he was like, hey, come back for the next feature film.
Except that did not happen.
That didn't happen. Then they shot all the bison. That's the other part of the story.
All right, Matt, as you can tell, I'm editorialized on these things in terms of what really... So actually, this relates also to horror movies because there's a movie called The Last Winter starring Matt Saracen from Friday Night Lights, obviously whose name is actually Zach Guilford, as well as Connie Britton from Friday Night Lights.
Oh.
But it is a... basically an oil company drills and messes with the Earth, and the Earth strikes back with Wendigos.
That's pretty dope.
So that's probably what's going to happen.
That's how we're going
to
go.
It's not even going to make it to Election Day. It's going to be like the Wendigo is going to be like, you know what? We're done with all this. All right. So I'll let you... This is going to be your call. You want to fit in Pig Squirrel of the Week?
Yeah.
Should we do that?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Let me try again.
That's almost... So this is what... we have our new intro. This includes Matt's attempt last week. So
hard.
Oh, that's not... Black Metal does not say... This,
no, it doesn't.
I can't read.
I mean, it
that was the wrong track. We'll get to that later. But here you go.
Go on that fence there, all right? And just squeal like a pig. Whee! 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 Whee!
What are you doing, Zach?
Shut up! Whee! Whee! Whee!
Whee! Matt, you can sing along if you want.
I can't do it.
Inhale.
Oh, I'm going to throw up trying to do it.
Shit. That is our... nice little fancy intro. A collection of clips from people on YouTube attempting to pig squeal.
It's so hard.
But let me switch gears here. We're going to mix. When you have one aux cord, it makes things difficult.
Mm.
Here we go. Our pig squeal of the week. Now, I feel like I realize that you can't really use slam metal and brutal death metal because it's all pig squealing. But I want to find a new song. Now, this is a newer song from the band Wormhole. It is the song called Automated Distress Signal off their album called Genius, which is came out this year. And it is going to be our Pig Squeal of the Week, especially because like you don't have to wait. Like last week, we had to edit the songs and like go to the middle of them to hear the pig squeals. These guys, they don't make you wait.
This is literally the beginning of the song. You should give it a rating.
A little break. With their sweet band logo popping up.
This is your brutal death metal.
It's so brutal.
Pig squeal of the week.
Yeah, that's really good.
I'm just going to fade this to the background.
5 out of 5 squeals. 5 out of 5 rashers of bacon.
All right, so now we have time to fit in your
black metal song
black
of the
metal
week.
Song of the week.
It is the blackest.
To which we say...
Black metal sucks!
How rude. Wow. That cuts me the deepest because I really like Lich King so much. Black Metal Song of the Week is obviously by Mayhem because it's Halloween. I can't really pronounce it. It's like De Mysterio Dom Satanas.
Yeah, it's like their big, it's the title track from like their big album.
This is their big album after their like unreleased studio. Their like unreleased demo album that now has actually been released on YouTube, but I think it's not accurate. But obviously, Mayhem, the band... all the weird stories you want to look up on Wikipedia.
Yeah, we don't have time, unfortunately, to get to them all today.
But, you know, people wearing necklaces made of skulls.
Lead singer being, or guitarist being encouraged to kill himself, which led to then a murder, which led to Varge from Burzum going to jail and getting out and then trying to invade France.
They try to invade France.
With his girlfriend.
Because, like, the penalties over there are, like, murder is, like, a 10-year sentence.
Yep.
Anyway, Mayhem. This is a great track, though. You know, if you can divorce yourself from the background of it. Yeah, so here you go. Black Metal Song of the Week. Happy Halloween. You know, don't buy baloney. Don't buy it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Here we go. Mayhem on Brutal Brunch. The demons have not been fully exercised. So, Matt, why don't you tell a quick little story about Mayhem while I get this fired up?
Sure. The lead singer on this album, his name was Dead. One of the things that he... So this is the corpse paint thing. So this is your, like, guys wearing white paint. But he didn't do it for, like, to look like the Crow. He was doing it to look like a dead person. And so one of the other things he would do is just bury his clothes in the ground, in the dirt, before the show. And would dig them up because it felt darker when he was on stage. And that's kind of what they were going for. And we alluded to some of the other awful stuff that happened with these guys.
Yep.
If you YouTube them too far, you're going to see pictures of a dead body. Because
you don't even need YouTube. You need to just go on Google because it's like the album cover now.
Because they used it as an album cover for one of their like live CDs. It was just like the Dead Suicide.
Yeah.
Which was posed after. And I think Euronymous called the other band members, and he's like, oh, Dead did something very cool. And they're like, please call the police.
That's awful.
Yeah.
And then Dead wound up dead. But anyway, so here's Mayhem. Let's try it now.
Yeah.
black metal song of the week. That was Mayhem. The Mysterious Dom Satanus. Something like that in Norwegian.
That's it.
And now, how about you start to say goodbye while I cue up your outro music?
Guys, have a happy Halloween. It's the greatest holiday. It's, you know, an excuse to dress up and for little kids to get candy. And don't put bologna on everyone's cars. Don't do it.
Don't go out in blackface or anything stupid like that.
Don't do it. Don't. Yeah, don't complain to me about the First Amendment because you don't know what it is.
Right. Speaking of First Amendment, we'll be back next week. As long as the demons don't get us, because they've been killing us this morning.
God, the mailer demons.
We'll do our pre-election show.
Yeah, can't wait.
Might be our last show before the world ends, so looking forward to that.
Well, the earth will take us.
That's true. Could be, yeah, could be anything. So, thank you for joining us. This has been Brutal Brunch here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. We believe for the entire 2 hours. And things seem to be going fine for the most part now. So, check us out on Facebook, Brutal Brunch Radio. Also on Twitter, Boxman37, SnoodDude7. You can also check out the old Twitter handle floating around, Graveyard Shift MA. That's great. Graveyard Shift MA. And until next week, enjoy some Transformers outro. I do not know. Oh, here we go. We got the Melisma Radio Hour coming up next.
All right.
We are signing off. Have a good Halloween.
Happy Stay Halloween. Blue.